Good morning. Good morning and welcome to today's show. It's still presently Dr. Zen with your host, Dr. Lorraine Hurley. I will be switching over to my own banner soon. The show is going to be entitled Uncommon Awareness. And to get a schedule of upcoming shows or to visit archives or podcasts of previous shows, you can visit www.drhurley, that's drhurley.net. You can also sign up for my free health newsletter. Well, we talk about more than health, but it is free, and I do work hard at it. There's another one coming out in just about a week. And the other thing, you know, email me. Let me know what you're interested in hearing about. My producers are working really, really hard to create an excellent program for us. So far, I've been thrilled with who we've had on the show, and we're interested in knowing who you would like to hear more from. Today, we have a spectacular guest, one that I'm certain everybody will enjoy. I'm absolutely certain of it. I met him through another association, professional association, and his name is Am Rosen, and his website is lifegame.com. That's just the way it sounds, life and then game.com. And Am is a special kind of person in that he spent several decades of his life experientially working with how to help others experience more, well, in fact, completely who they are. He's a philosopher extraordinaire, is one of the most original thinkers of this or any other century, and an adept in the healing arts. His 30-plus year practice as a health consultant led him to perceive firsthand the multi-dimensions of disease, discomfort, fear, and confusion which currently plague our world. Culling from the best of his ancient futuristic pilgrimage, he's created a workable approach to harmonizing the mind-body connection. He synthesized his many years of experience into a uniquely humanistic approach to life, love, and health, and the true pursuit of happiness. So working as a health consultant, basically he's facilitated inner clarity, vital health, personal satisfaction, and one of his many mottos is that pleasure guides your way to health. And, you know, that's something pleasure, most of us have been taught to feel guilty about pleasure. But his life's supposedly forbidden pleasures, the operative word being balanced. So he talks about balance. And the key word to his practice and philosophy is understanding. What he offers is a psycho-spiritual process, which functions to psychologically integrate the mind and body and spirit as a cooperative, mutually beneficial unit, which allows each individual the choice to grow to his or her full potential. Now, I know that's a long bio, but it's actually quite a bit of work. He's got a lot of profound things to share with us. He's the author of a book called Cruising the Epiphany Highway, which I have and love, and we're going to be talking about what that book contains today. And he also has a radio program called State of Mind, Quality of Life. If you go to his homepage, his website is unique in that he offers an awful lot of information, an awful lot of facilitation on his website. And there's three sections that pretty much describe the work he does. They're called the Geigers, the Process, Mind Mirrors, and Maps. And with that being said, good morning, Am Rosen.
Good morning, Lorraine. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, yeah, there's so many accomplishments in your career and so much that you have to share that it's I wanted to try and give people, you know, a gestalt, a feeling for what you're all about. But, you know, because there is so much and because this is a process, why don't you basically decide where we'll start in helping people to appreciate what you've learned and what you do?
All right. Let's start off with a real big positive. One of my interests is to give humanity a psychological upgrade. Right now we have the problem of what I like to refer to as space age technology versus stone age emotions. Our innovative brilliance has brought us many incredible things. But what's running the show right now against our reason, our desire, and our better judgment are these irrational feeling processes that come from the subconscious. And most people don't know how to resolve that. Most people right now, wherever they are on the socioeconomic food chain, are at war inside of themselves between what they think and how they feel. And they spend a lot of time rationalizing as to why it's all right to feel the way they do or to compensate or justify. You know, hey, it's not that I'm not a happy person. It's just that if I didn't have to put up with this and I could have more of that and he wouldn't be like this and she would do that, then blah, 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 my happiness would come shining through. Who we rationalize to are the negative feelings we have that no matter how brilliant or cohesive our thoughts are, no matter how scientifically validated, we still don't feel comfortable.
Well, this has
created a tremendous problem because the more our intellects develop and we bring the fruits of our intellect into focus through science, through the arts, through technology, the more this discrepancy inside of us deepens. And it has most people at war. In each person, the body bears the brunt of that. We talk about gut emotions, because no matter what you think or what you avoid thinking about, everything you feel registers through the visceral organs and creates tissue disposition. So people could be patting you on the back and saying you're wonderful, you're God's gift to the world, but inside you could be insecure, anxious, and worrying yourself. The body bears the brunt of that. The body doesn't know how to distinguish between what you're actually responding to and these emotional patterns we keep running on ourselves. It wastes a tremendous amount of vitality. It obscures our awareness and keeps us from enjoying things. My approach is facilitating body-mind integration. Now, obviously, there are things the body needs. The thing you have to understand is that what you do to your body affects you through the feelings mentally. How you position your mind emotionally affects your body. Now, we've domesticated the animal, so to speak. You know, our bodies are not out there unconsciously running wild with nature, just plugging into environment, topography, geology, local food sources, the movements of the sun and moon. We've extended that with complex feelings, rituals, customs, cultural happenings, and then intellectual processes. We've brought the body in from the wilderness. And we've got electric lights, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. It wasn't there a couple hundred years ago. We have cars. We have television, radio, computers. All this stuff is extending us. But the body in and of itself does not know how to adapt. The good news is the body can be taught to adapt, and it wants to. But the beast, so to speak, needs a good master or mistress, as the case may be. And most people have never been taught to think this way. It's not that it's strange or out of reach of anybody. It's just they've never been taught to look at things this way. The more you can take control of the body, and I don't mean escape, deny, avoid, suppress, or force, but the more you become fluid and you have access to it, the better the body responds. Well, that's important for people because you want energy. Half the game is energy. The other half is consciousness. When you're young, you may be full of energy, but you don't really know what to do with it. As we get older, too often, just when we're starting to have a sense of ourselves and how to play with our social situation, we start to run out of energy. Energy comes from three levels. First off, the vitality of the body. The integrity of how well our metabolism is functioning, it's balanced out. That feeds us. If you have an abundance of energy, then you get through the day easily. But if you've become devitalized, if you're worn down, but you have this idea, this is who I am, this is how I should be functioning, then you start to use your willpower. You will your body to respond as to how you think it should. But your body is not being given what it needs. It starts becoming looser and more imbalanced. Your mind becomes tighter, trying to make the body keep up with how you think things should be and how you should be. That devitalizes you. On the other hand, if you have an abundance of physical vitality, enough to more than take care of your needs in the day, and I would say on the physical level, stress is not having enough vitality to keep up with your output. If you have the vitality, you're just busy. It becomes stress on the physical level, there's also an emotional level, when you don't have it, when you have to get the job done, but you're tired and you're forcing yourself. But if you have this abundance of physical vitality, then your mind is free. It doesn't have to waste its energy trying to make you come along. The physical vitality feeds your mental process. If you do that well, then you get to mental energy. The better you focus and concentrate, the more you can get through the chores, the needs, the circumstances of every day. And if you do that and you have an abundance of physical vitality, an abundance of mental energy, then you move into the creative realm where you start to find your own unique space with things. And that's very energizing. You connect more to the world instead of being stuck in circumstances. Now,
I just want to bring up one point, Dan. I think because you're talking about, you know, I've read the book. Some things are quite, you know, do catalyze an epiphany. Other things are like oil that you have to rub into a sore muscle. But I want to clarify two things for the audience. One, when Anne is talking about mind, he's not talking about our mental processes, you know, specifically. He's talking about this matrix of mental, emotional functioning that we all have. But this is a process our mainstream institutions are presently incapable of facilitating for us. And when you're talking about taking care of the body, I just want to, you're not just talking about doing it rote, like with nutrition and food. There's a deeper context for this. Can you just, are you going to get to that, or I just want to make that point?
And I appreciate you bringing it up. I want to let people know there is a way. Definitely, people have not been taught to deal with their bodies. They don't know how to. This is my 37th year of professional practice, and in that time, I've worked with everybody from expectant mothers to newborn children to through all the years of growth, puberty, adolescence, teenage, all the way up to people in their late 90s. And obviously, at every phase of the of life, the requirements change, they shift. And each person is different.
Right.
The art of health.
We have to take a short commercial break, so hold that thought. Listeners, this is a great topic this morning. It's very rich and deep. Please stay tuned. You can visit Am's website during the commercial break at lifegame.com. Welcome your questions, and we'll be right back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us. We're very fortunate to have Am Rosen here today with us, author of Cruising the Epiphany Highway and developer of a website called Life Game that I think you'll find extraordinarily interesting. And he was telling us a bit about his practice, and I interrupted to ask him to clarify two words that we often use but people really don't understand. One is mind, and the other is more of a concept, caring for the body, kind of beyond the usual diet and nutrition. So, Ian, why don't you pick it up from there?
Oh, thank you, Lorraine. Well, let me see if I can give everybody out there a basic understanding. By the way, this is for you, for me, and for anyone who's ever been on this planet. This is how it works. The applications are idiosyncratic to the disposition, inclinations, cultural influences, education, whatever. But this is what's going on. You have a number of different levels of perception that are available to people. Actually, there are seven. Very few people ever see seven or six. We make up spiritual legends about the people that peek into those places. Everybody right now has access to the first three levels. Let me give you a quick nutshell summary of them. And, of course, I wish we were taking questions because I love to explain this. I love questions.
I'll give
first
that
level
number
of consciousness is the physical level of consciousness, the first level of perception. That is your body and whatever it's capable of sensing in whatever environment it's been placed in. Physically, from a purely physical level, which is basic, it would be unconscious. You only know that you're alive because you can see, smell, hear, taste, touch. Now, of all the things your body could do, you could snap your fingers, wave your hands, but you could also do very nicely without snapping your fingers or waving your hands. But some things are absolutely necessary for your continued existence. If you can't draw your next breath, then everything else becomes relatively unimportant very quickly. By the same token, within a given amount of time, you must be able to take in nutrition, give off waste, sleep, and maintain a certain degree of body temperature. These are biological survival mechanisms. If any one of those mechanisms fails to operate, well, there'll be no you around to worry about anything beyond that point. But let's say that we've activated one of those mechanisms. You are experiencing a physical sensation of hunger. Happens all the time. Now, if you get something to eat that satisfies that sensation, that need your body is shouting out to you, well, then your response would be that you feel good. But if you get nothing to eat and that sensation starts to intensify, then your response is you feel bad. First level of consciousness are physical sensations. Second level of perception are feeling responses, how you are affected, how you respond to what you're sensing in any given moment. And you distinguish that as being somewhat pleasurable or somewhat painful, which becomes good and bad is when you learn to think about it. Now, let's say that we've activated again. You have a physical sensation of hunger, and you've learned. You've had this enough times to where you've learned that if you want to feel good, you got to get something to eat. But after a while, through trial and error, you find, yeah, but you know, when I eat this food over here in this green grassy meadow by the gurgling crystal brook with a little bluebird singing, it feels a lot better than if I would just eat up in the dusty old attic by my lonesome. Now you're starting to get a compounding complexity of feeling responses. And you get all kinds of degrees of that. More, better, worse, less. Now, as the nervous system evolves, as it takes on, you, let's again say you have this physical sensation of hunger. You know, if you want to feel good, you've got to eat something. And you find that when you eat the fruit from this one tree over here, you taste it and you go, You eat the fruit from the second tree and go, Eat the fruit from the third tree and go, Now, after a few hundred million years or so, if you're an amoeba, or after a few years, if you're a Homo sapien, the and the yuck start to become vocabulary. They become abstract symbols in your intellect, which refer you back to what you felt that caused you to associate those symbols, to lock them in, which in turn keys in what you originally sensed, which had caused you to respond that way. First three levels of consciousness, physical sensations, feeling responses, conceptual, symbolic intellect. Every thought that runs through your head, no matter what the thought is not the reality, it's a symbol. It's the job of the intellect, that level of perception, is to leverage your awareness into a relation of form and function.
Okay, well, thank you for laying that groundwork. I'm sorry that we have to take another commercial break. I'm just kind of wrapped in what you're saying here. Listeners, we'll be back in just a few moments after this quick commercial break, and thank you so much for joining us today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
All right, welcome back to our program this morning. I've got a beautiful day here on the East Coast, and I hope the same is true for you. You're listening to Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and our guest today is Am Rosen. And Am just, he was telling us about his work, and I asked him to backtrack a little bit and lay a foundation for us in terms of what he means when he talks about caring for the body. And he told us there were three levels of consciousness that actually are contained within our relationship to our body. And Am, please, just pick up where you left off. I apologize, I had to interrupt.
You're beautiful, thank you. All right, so I was mentioning there are three levels of perception. The first, physical sensations. Now, that's basic, and that's what for most people is unconscious. By the way, I don't know if we'll have the time, but I'd like to talk about extended consciousness, where you actually learn to move more into the body and learn to coax it mentally, not imagine it, but actually learn to feel these processes and help them along. But you have the physical level, then you have the feeling response level. Now, feelings, your feelings are irrational, illogical, and unreasonable. Feelings are just how you come to respond to things. Oftentimes, people are locked into patterns of response that are actually counterproductive for them. They beat themselves up. You wouldn't get up on a nice day, the sun is shining, there's food in the refrigerator, the rent's paid, nobody's chasing you around to do you harm, and say, gee, what can I do with myself today? I know, I'll spend the day worrying myself and aggravating myself and frustrating myself, picking on myself. You wouldn't consciously choose to do that because it's counterproductive. Hurts the body, obscures the awareness. But too often we do that. Since we wouldn't choose to do that consciously, but we're the ones doing it to ourselves, then you have an irrational, subconscious part of your mind, the feelings, the response patterns, fighting with your conscious desire. Feelings, if someone were to come up and touch you gently on the shoulder, you might find that friendly and pleasant, or you might find that hostile and repulsive. However you would respond, that's how you feel. Between not being able to respond to something because you can be so shut down, inhibited, you have no range of experience with it, or you can't let yourself go there, or having full access, you come and go mix and match to your heart's content, or not respond at all, most people are stuck, and they don't understand why they're stuck. Now let's throw the intellect into the mix. At first, the intellect comes online because your feelings, as the pleasure-pain discernment comes up, you're past the basic survival mechanisms, you got the food, and you want more of the pleasure and less of the pain, more of the yum and less of the ick. Well, you start to lock in symbols that represent what you've experienced. This rock over there, that sky there, this person there. It happens, you don't even realize it in the human level of human development. But pretty soon, the intellect has developed to a place where you start to form an image, not of things, but of yourself. I'm me, I'm a person, I'm this, I feel that way, I think this way, I. The intellect operates through a process that you can call duality. Duality simply means that there is nothing that you can think about without automatically and simultaneously implying its opposite possibility. You can only think about being right in relation to the possibility of not being right. You might call that wrong. You can only think of being safe or secure in relation to the possibility of not being that way. You might call it being in danger. On and on, you turn one way, your intellect turns the other. Now, the intellect, as it develops, is grasping for logic, reason, to bring order out of the chaos. But that's when the separation occurs. You're thinking one way, but your feelings are still locked against you with what you've been patterned, conditioned, programmed into responding to. When you're 1 or 2 years old, you don't say, hey, mom, dad, all this stuff you're laying on, it's kind of interesting, but cool it for 20 years. I need some scientific proof. I need some second opinions. You take it in body and soul. You're impressionable, dependent, and you have no way of screening. You're just aping the motions. Later, as your intellect starts to develop, just starts to, and you're still 99% submerged in your feeling responses, you say, but I don't want to do it this way. I'd rather do it that way. And you may actually be making sense. But if it goes against what you feel, then that's when the war starts. Now, integrating these first three levels of consciousness, physical sensations, feeling responses, and conceptual intellect, is the big kahuna, high priest or priestess, which we call the ego. Now, the ego is the self-imager. Every time you hear the word ego, if you put in the word self-image, you'll get a much clearer understanding of it. You wake up in the morning, who am I? Oh, yes, I'm this person, I live here, I'm so old, I believe in this, I feel this way about that, I wish I hadn't have done that, I hope I get to do this. You're always managing yourself. The ego is your self-identification, at least from the intellectual level. But it works through these first three levels, which for most people, unfortunately, are not harmonious. They're not balanced and integrated. There's a mishmash of semi-repressed, half-hysterical, reactive patterns going on. So let's say you want to think about something. You want to think about happiness. What a beautiful thing to think about. Now, you don't want little happiness like, ooh, my elbow itched, I scratched it, that's better. No, you want big, supercalifragilistic euphoria, nirvana happiness. So you start, you're here and you start thinking, all right, I'm getting my life together. I'm building my strength, I'm getting my body better, I'm making new social connections, I'm furthering my education, I'm becoming more competent, I'm starting to achieve success, people like me, I'm expanding my awareness, I'm becoming one of God's right-hand chosen people on this planet, bringing about a whole new golden age. Isn't it gorgeous? Everything you could want, friendship, love, appreciation, success, blessing. But where are you? You're still here. You didn't want the tree, you wanted the forest. The deeper, the more profound the possibility you're projecting, the further away it becomes from you. But do you have what it takes to actually get there? Suppose you don't. Suppose there are monsters or people that are going to ambush you. But that's your happiness. But no matter how good your thoughts are, whether it's a remote flash that tickles your fancy for a second, or it's a six-hour daydream you've milked to everybody in the world that loves you and thinks you're God's gift, you can't think about it indefinitely. When you let go of it, well, your happiness is out there. Where are you? You're contemplating happiness from a place of not being happy. But as I said, the intellect works through a dualistic process. If you could not only, if you can think about how happy you could be, you can also turn the other way, which we do to ourselves too often. Well, suppose I not only don't get to be what I think would make me happy, but suppose I lose what I have. Suppose I become sick. I become incapable. My friends betray me. People desert me. I become broke. I'm living on the streets. Now, that's not happiness. That's hell. That's pain. And you don't want to be in such mental misery. So you start trying to get away from it in your mind. But to get away from it, you have to keep holding on to it so you have something to get away from. I don't want to be miserable. I don't want to be insecure. I don't want to be inadequate. I don't want to be unloved. What are you thinking about? Misery, insecurity, unhappiness. And you do that till you've had enough, you know, I've suffered enough, I need a little redemption. And then you start going the other way. Okay, I've got to make some changes in my life. I've got to get my life on track. All right, I need to go here, and I need to meet these people, and I need to make these changes. You keep going back and forth. Now notice, when you're doing this to yourself, you're not just doing it on an intellectual level. You're not going, well, certainly it would be nice if I could have what I want, and one would not want to be inconvenienced by negative things. No, when you're doing this, you're emoting. You're plugging in old feelings. Emotions are thought feelings. If maybe you're thinking of how nice it would be to have somebody who adores you, caressing you lovingly, and you're a mile underground in a concrete bunker, there's no one around, that's emoting. Now, someone's doing it, then you're responding to it. But if there's no one around and you're running these scenarios, then you're plugging in old feeling patterns into your thought forms. This makes you feel juicy, but your body, in and of itself, does not know how to distinguish between what you're actually responding to, feeling in the moment, and what you're thought feeling, what you're emoting. You start to get the organs and the glands all stirred up. You put tension in the body, tension that can throw the body out of sync. And that is the duality trap of the ego, where a lot of people are stuck right now. They don't want it, it's counterproductive, but they're stuck. Now, one of the things I want to make you aware of is that all this stuff that we've inherited, these Stone Age emotional patterns of fear, doubt, confusion, anxiety, guilt, and shame, these are primitive response patterns. The only thing they show you is that you don't really understand the most appropriate, adequate, effective way to deal with things. But they can be broken. So Right now, they're harmful to the body, harmful to our individual bodies, and harmful to the social body politic that we're all a part of. So how do we start to bring this under control? And how do we start to heal whatever imbalances we've created in the body? Now, there's a number of ways of going about this. How are we doing, Lorraine? Should I go into this now, or are there any questions? Should I just continue?
No, we've got a couple of minutes before the next break. You're doing really great. I think that's what everyone's dying to hear is, how do we go about this? So you'll begin talking about your process. And, you know, there will be a couple of interruptions between now and the second hour, but Anne will be joining us in the second hour because, as I said, this is a very rich topic. You have to stay focused to understand what he's saying, but his website will reinforce this for you, lifegame.com. No, Anne, go ahead and start.
Thank you. All right, and whenever the it's only rock and roll, but whenever it comes, we'll just continue afterwards. All right. I give you a little, just a quick summary, because we wouldn't have enough time on the show to give you everything. I became very conscious. Didn't understand much, didn't know a lot, but I became extremely conscious of the human situation at the age of 4. At the age, about three quarters of the way through my 11th year, and I'm making a very complex long story very short.
You know what, though? Instead of breaking up that story, Anne, why don't you hold that thought? We'll have a few minutes in the next section, but I really am interested in hearing about your personal journey. I think that's important for people to hear as well. Listeners, thank you for being with us. We'll be back in just a few moments after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Dr. Lorraine Hurley and our guest today, Anne Rosen.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We're back to finish up the first hour of our program with Am Rosen, who will be with us again in the second hour. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, I encourage you to get the archive and podcast because it's a kind of a continuing conversation about a process he's developed, really rich with helping us to understand the conundrum we're in. And I think most of our listeners, Am, appreciate that. If we want to transform our world, it has to begin with personal transformation. But as you said, this isn't something that we're taught how to do. We're kind of stuck, and your work helps us to find our way out of our stuckness. But you were sharing your personal story, how you got involved in this.
Thank you, Lorraine. Just a little bit of it. Just my fourth year alone would take more time than we have in the 2 hours to explain. But by the time I was three-quarters of the way through my 11th year, many things had happened. My life, if I ever write an autobiography, people will think, if I'm very truthful, they'll think it's an amazing work of imaginative fiction. But it's true. But by October of my 11th year, I felt called upon in what I would say sacred innocence. I knew what I was here to do and what I would spend the rest of my life doing. And that is understanding how consciousness processes through the human form, why people have the difficulties they do with it, and how to correct that situation. And that led me on a merry, my life has been a very interesting odyssey. But there was a point in my life when I would, because anything that somebody had to say that was supposedly interesting, I would check it out, not just as an intellectual thought. If there was a technique, I would jump into the space implied by the technique. And I got to my, what you call, spiritual mountaintop. And in that space, nothing could touch me. Nothing could hurt. There was no, it was an amazingly safe space. But it was also a bit stagnant in some ways. At first, it was revelatory, and so much would come to me. But you can get caught in a nihilistic space where you're negating, and that's running away from things. It doesn't allow you to love freely. The reason you want to move into, and we'll talk about that, the meditative art, is because you want to get some control over the mind. Not suppress it, not deny it, but you want to be able to move. That's your security. When you can move at will into your senses, your feelings, your thoughts, to any degree or combination you choose, only for as long as you choose, or stay exquisitely centered in the moment, aware of everything, having the option to enter into it or not, then you're never afraid of being trapped, cheated, or stuck. We're talking about inner security. But coming back from my, so to speak, mountaintop, I had to say, well, I don't want to lose this space. It's beautiful. It's more expansive. It opens things up. Let me come back into the world, but I don't want to lose this space. How do I do that? And eventually that led me to develop, all the understandings I had came together, something which you've mentioned I call the process. And any of you listening, you'll find a nutshell outline of the five steps involved in that. It's on the homepage of my website. And basically, I'll start off with this. The process has five steps. Very few people ever get to step five. It's not important. But I wish everybody on the planet could go through step one. Now, obviously, I can only deal personally with so many people, so it's something I would like to get out to the healing, teaching, professional communities, because it can make a big difference, both in the quality of the people practicing and certainly what they could help other people accomplish. But step one is comprised of three deconditioning sessions. What I found when I went back and started with what I'd learned looking at human development is what I call three neurological junctures that happen in the early phase of development. You're born with the ability, so to speak, to walk, talk, and have sex, but you couldn't walk or talk, much less sex, when you're born. The body has to develop. Neurotransmitters have to come online. Hormones have to develop. The growth of the body, the functions have to change. But you have this potentiality. Now,
right, Anne, that's a good place for us to actually slow down. We'll come back in the second hour and talk about these five steps. He's also going to help us understand how to access higher levels of consciousness. The website is lifegame.com. I'm your host, Dr. Lorraine Hurley. Visit my website at drhurley.net. Thank you for being with us, and we'll be back after the top of the hour break.
I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.